Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We are on day two of the government shutdown, and Donald Trump is going full mask off. Remember how we talked about Project 2025 relentlessly heading into the election? Trump kept saying on video that he had nothing to do with it. He had never even heard of it. Watch here.
Severe right came up with this Project 25, and I don't even know. I mean, some of them I know who they are, but they're very, very conservative, just like you have. They're sort of the opposite of the radical left, okay? You have the radical left, and you have the radical right.
So he essentially says he knows some of the Project 2025 people, and they're like the radical right. Well, today, Donald Trump invoked Russ Vogt, one of the main architects of Project 2025, and said, I have a meeting today with Russ Vogt, he of Project 2025 fame, to determine which of the many Democrat agencies he wants to cut. Now, Donald Trump says more. And there are a lot more implications that I want to break down throughout this video. But I swear, Republicans seem to be going mask off as a whole. You guys know Representative Madeline Dean. Well, she confronted Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to his face about Donald Trump being unhinged and wild. Let's watch that clip here.
The president is unhinged. He is unwell. What are you doing?
A lot of folks on your side are too. I don't control.
Oh, my God, please. That performance in front of the generals? That
I didn't see it.
Is so dangerous. You know I serve on foreign affairs and appropriations. Yeah. This is a collision of those two things. Our allies are looking elsewhere. Our enemies are laughing.
I just left
you
the
have a president
summit.
Who is, you have a president who is unwell.
She is cooking right there. She is saying the absolute truth. And at the beginning, Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't even deny that Trump is unwell or unhinged. She goes, well, you guys are too. Just think about the implication there. This is the game that I'm always playing. I try to point out that Donald Trump is unhinged to an unprecedented level. Remember when Charlie Kirk's wife said that, quote, Charlie Kirk didn't hate his opponents. And then Trump came on stage after and said, I do hate my opponents. I hate them. I want the worst for them. And then a few weeks before, he posted Chicago being invaded. And Donald Trump posts AI videos of Hakeem Jeffries in a sombrero with a handlebar mustache. It's insane. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson tries to deflect and say people on our side are crazy. Who? When they say radical left, they're usually referring to Bernie Sanders and AOC. But Bernie Sanders and AOC have more decorum in their left pinky than Trump has on any given morning. Just listen to this early moment one more time.
The president is unhinged. He is unwell. What are you doing?
A lot of folks on your side are too.
What is this game we're playing? You guys are too. Folks on your side are unhinged too. Madeline Dean then did an interview immediately after. You can see in the same exact spot, essentially.
You know what? I think they wanted to shut it down all along. Why would you send your members home? Every Democrat is here. We're here to do our job. If there was a solving moment here, if there were adults coming to the table, wouldn't you want your members here to avoid the shutdown? They shut this down, and it didn't have to be this way. And who's going to get hurt? My constituents. Constituents all across this country, most especially around their health care. Starting tomorrow, they're going to start to get notices on their ACA premiums and the changes to that. In my district alone, suburban Philadelphia, at least 20,000 people are at risk of losing their health care. Those are real people with real needs, and they are directly going to be hurt. The president wanted to shut this government down, I will tell you that. You saw what Russ Vogt said. He's not talking about furloughing federal employees. He's talking about firing them.
They want to fire federal employees. And Representative Madeline Dean talks about real people with real needs. But her mistake is thinking that Donald Trump cares about real people with real needs. He cares about his own political games. Before I go into AOC's response to all of this, and to Russ Vogt and the firing of workers, let's really thoroughly read this message from Donald Trump about Project 2025, because he is just straight up admitting it. Really quickly, you guys are the best, and the growth that we've been seeing lately has been amazing. I am today no longer the 22-year-old YouTuber, like I said on CNN. I'm now 23 years old, so very grateful to spend it with you all. Make sure you're following the feed, whether it's on YouTube or you're watching on Facebook or go follow the Instagram, Adam Mockler. We've been growing, and it's all because of you. So thank you so much. But to hop back in, Donald Trump sent this post out. You know, I have this political theory of attention that kind of coincides with the way Donald Trump acts. And it's not my theory. I mean, I've heard it in multiple other podcasts. Ezra Klein always talks about it. But it's that politics is currently dominated by attention. And what Trump does on a daily basis when he's posting these AI videos, when he's posting this nearly schizophrenic stuff that is harmful and awful, part of what he's trying to do is dominate the headlines and dominate attention. That's not a novel theory. I think everybody can agree that he's trying to dominate headlines to some degree. But I think when he's doing stuff like this, he wants to use kind of misdirection. Here's what's happening. Americans are being stripped of their healthcare, and that is part of Project 2025. But now we're going to be talking more about Russ Votes than Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, healthcare, and all the key issues. So I'm going to make sure we balance that all. But right here, this says, I have a meeting today with Russ Vought, he of Project 2025 fame, to determine which of the many Democrat agencies, most of which are political scam, he recommends to be cut, and whether or not those cuts will be temporary or permanent. So Trump is just going full evil villain mode at this point. I can't believe the radical left Democrats give me this unprecedented opportunity. They are not stupid people. So maybe this is their way of wanting to quietly and quickly make America great again. Oh, he said Democrats aren't stupid. Let's listen to AOC 24 hours before basically addressing this exact thing.
You know, Donald Trump is trying to play this bluffing game of, well, maybe what we're going to do is hold the entire, all the federal workforce hostage and fire everybody. Donald Trump has been firing everybody. We saw this with DOGE. We've seen this at the State Department. We've seen this at the Department of Justice. They are firing everybody. They are completely eliminating the federal workforce. And in order for us to stop this madness, we have to put a stop to it, and we have to stop enabling their abuse of power. In order for us to stop this madness, we have to put a stop to it, and we have to stop enabling their abuse of power, including their use of rescissions. And when we're fighting on their health care, it forces them to act in ways in accordance with the law in other ways too.
Very well said from AOC. There is nothing better than seeing captivating Democratic leaders on TV making the case. A lot of times our leaders aren't very captivating, to say the least, but AOC has it. She has the juice, and she's very, very well-spoken. I mean, I just want to end this off by saying Donald Trump is going full scorched earth mode. He is trying to twist the arm of Democrats by pointing a gun at the American people and federal workers, all because we want health care. Just think about that. He's like, I'm going to blow this entire thing up just because you guys are asking for an extension of healthcare credits. That's why we call it the Trump healthcare tax. It's very simple. He's trying to tax families making a certain amount of money every single year on their ability to have healthcare. And in order to gain attention and apparently try to control the narrative, he invokes Russ Vought of Project 2025 fame because he thinks that we're going to drop the message about healthcare and take the bait and let him twist our arm. I mean, we're not. On this channel, we are not. I don't know what Democratic leaders like Schumer, Jeffries, and others are going to do, but we will continue to fight every single day. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I love you all, and peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.